This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Good morning and welcome. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 6:08, your time check. Brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. But we have no answer for a very troubling situation right now. Two teen girls missing after paddleboarding the Cedar Key area. Last seen around 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Yesterday afternoon, Levy County Sheriff's Office and others conducted a search. There are some people that may still be on the water, actually. I understand at times it was getting a little rough out there. And, of course, at first light, there'll be a lot of people joining in the search. These are, two 16-year-old girls. They're on a paddleboard together. Somebody had taken a photo of them. And, that's really the extent of the information for right now. And just, really a prayer that they somehow made it to safety and that they're going to be okay. But, based on what appears to be a pretty good search fairly early on, it doesn't look great. But, just ask the good Lord, and hopefully there'll be a positive outcome. That's a tough one. I'm sure, they're not releasing the names of the girls, but probably local. I guess it is spring break. I guess it's possible, maybe not. But we just hope for the best. And that's what I can't imagine what a parent would be feeling like right now. So that is one of the top stories, and we'll try to stay on top of that. If something changes and we get some breaking information, of course, we'll get it to you as soon as we can. It was in this day Wells and Fargo started shipping and banking company.
Wow.
And if you see any old Westerns, often the stagecoach will have the Wells Fargo logo or something similar.
Man.
So they go way, way back. So it's on this day in 1852, Wells and Fargo joined with several other investors to launch their namesake business, which today now is one of the world's largest banks. And part of it, the discovery of gold in California.
That makes sense.
In 1849, prompted a huge spike in the demand for cross-country shipping. They decided to take advantage of these great opportunities. In July 1852, their company shipped its first loads of freight from the East Coast to mining camps scattered around Northern California. That's the people that made money, the ones that were getting supplies to the miners. The miners, you know, that was hit and miss. You know, many of them, you know, starving, basically. A few would get lucky, though, and that was enough to keep people excited about it. And
well, it's, you needed somebody to carry it across the country for you or get it where it needed to go safely. So smart concept.
Yes, but it also made those things a target, too.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
But, yeah, huh. This day, 1852, Wells and Fargo got together.
That's pretty cool.
And, to start then with that and now be one of the world's largest banks.
Oh, my goodness. They had no idea, did they?
I don't think so. But that's one of those cool history kind of things.
Well, because we just got to take it for granted. You know them as an institution. You see the, you know, I've seen the trucks in the past, that kind of thing. So, yeah.
The astronauts are finally being rescued. And yes, it is a big deal. And we need to recognize really how blessed we are with somebody like an Elon Musk founding SpaceX and all the good things that have come because of that. But now, oh, no, Elon Musk is evil because he is, you know, partnered up with Donald Trump, giving of his own free time to work to make our government more efficient. Now he is a pariah, and they hate him. The left hates him.
Mm-hmm.
So does this mean that because of the way they're attacking Tesla, you know, dealerships and stuff, are the lefties going to protest the rescue of the astronauts?
Wow.
Boo! Boo! We don't want no astronauts rescued by evil Elon Musk. Boo!
It would make as much sense as these are the same people that loved the guy when he came out with his car line and everything else he's done. Well, kind of ironic, and I was telling you about this earlier. I saw on a local, it was Gainesville, word of mouth. There's a local church, I use air quotes because it's a really liberal, I knew immediately who was doing it. They're doing an EV car show.
Okay.
So EVs only.
Right.
And somebody asked, well, are you know, Teslas allowed?
Of course.
No Teslas, no Cybertrucks.
Specifically saying no.
I mean, it's like the Sierra Club, this liberal church, a couple other little...
all love Teslas.
Oh, 6-8 months ago, a year ago, whatever, yeah.
Yeah.
He was, you know, praise Elon Musk. But now, you can't even have a Tesla at their EV car show.
That sounds very inclusive.
Oh, some might say not even very Christian.
Ooh.
Just saying.
Mm.
But isn't that ironic?
Yes.
The guy who basically put EVs on the map in America in our lifetime isn't allowed to have your cars if it's...
Well, listen to this. The astronauts really might not be welcome, not just because, you know, that he's played a hand in this, Elon Musk, in their rescue, but also... Yeah. You know what they had the audacity to do?
What?
They thanked President Trump and Elon Musk for their support and bringing them back. Yes.
Oh, heresy.
Yeah. So,
that's
gosh,
awesome, though, isn't it?
Wherever they're splashing down, I hope they hope they're being protected.
They'll be out there in little rubber boats with their "We hate Elon, he's a Nazi" sign. Unreal.
Yeah.
What? You know, you can't make this kind of stuff up. We don't have to. It's crazy on its own.
It really is. There is, I mean, you are either in or out. And if you don't follow them lockstep, then you're out. The lefties will kick you out, which is another ironic point, which is they try to say that Donald Trump is some sort of an authoritarian, and they still haven't spelled that out, what they mean by that, because clearly he's not. But yet, they call someone an authoritarian, but they're the ones who are, you'll follow our ideology to the step or you're out. That seems a little authoritative.
Well, riding fascist on a Tesla, who's being controlling thought? Who's being the fascist?
Yeah.
I mean, just
it is.
Irony of ironies.
Hypocrisy. Ironies. All that stuff.
They're
all mixed together.
They're just idiots, Bob. They're just idiots. It's amazing.
What's going on with the Turks and Caicos? It's a war between the Turks and the Caicos. No.
Sounds like a restaurant.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. We went to the Turks and the Caicos the other evening.
There's a travel warning. We'll dig into that a little bit. We'll get you the news of the day, the top stories. We'll continue down that path as well. So just hang in there, my friends. Did I mention it is a Trash Talking Tuesday? Thanks to Florence Recycling. You are listening to 97.3 The Sky.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your websites, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Good morning. It's a Trash Talking Tuesday. Thanks to Florence Recycling. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 6:20 and your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. The astronauts are on their way home.
Nice.
That is a big story. Locally, the biggest story is the two 16-year-old girls are still missing. They were last seen off the coast of Cedar Key. And they were on a paddleboard. Didn't appear that there was any sort of distress at that time. It just happens to be the last time that anybody actually saw them. And searching continues to some degree. But, of course, at first light, it'll increase in intensity, I'm sure, big time. And we hope for a positive resolution, and we wait on good news, we hope for. All right, so hang in there. Prayers continue to go out for these girls and their families. Also, ceasefire over Israel. That's done. And Israel, big-time strike against Gaza. Hamas has refused to release the hostages, so it was a matter of how much patience was Netanyahu going to have. He tried to be patient, and at some point they had to deliver the strikes. So the ceasefire is over between Israel and Hamas, and fighter jets began striking the Gaza Strip after Hamas refused repeated hostage deal offers. At least 326 Palestinians, including women and children, were killed in the airstrikes, according to hospital officials. The IDF began striking Hamas terrorist targets across Gaza in order to achieve the war objectives set by the political leadership, including the release of all of the hostages, both living and fallen. The decision comes after Hamas repeatedly refused to release the hostages and rejected all proposals presented by the U.S. President's envoy, Steve Witkoff, as well as other mediators that were involved as well. And apparently Israel will intensify its military actions as they move forward on this. So, they gave Hamas plenty of opportunities. We're plenty patient with them. And at some point, they said, you know what? We're going to strike. We're going to strike hard. The IDF launched a series of preemptive strikes targeting mid-ranking military commanders, leadership officials, and terrorist infrastructure belonging to the Hamas terrorist organization. The military offensive will continue as long as necessary and will expand beyond just airstrike. So a good chance they'll be involved going in on the ground once again. Big vacation spot and a little pricey.
Where's that?
Comparatively, Turks and Caicos. Well, there's a travel warning that's been issued. And part of the problem, apparently, is quite a few migrants have kind of floated into the territory. I mean, literally floated in on rafts and stuff.
Yeah. A former FBI investigator and international security expert said that the recent rise in the travel advisory level in Turks and Caicos culminates from multiple factors, one of which may be the influx of foreign migrants. So, yeah, this is a level two travel advisory due to higher levels of crime. You've got, in one case, they detained a total of 296 irregular migrants, they called them. All right. And here's the problem. You know, if you don't find a job, then the concern is, well, what are you going to turn to? What are you going to do?
Good question.
Yeah. And that's exactly how they said it. They said, you know, can they get work? Can they get jobs? Because if they can't, then they might do something else to get money and do things they want to, and that could result in criminality. Yeah, that's kind of a nice way, to put out your concerns.
Yeah, that's worded very carefully.
Yeah, it used to be, you know, kind of the place for a lot of folks to vacation. But through the years, it seems like they've had, you know, some issues that seem to be events and things closer together than they used to be. And then they had that bizarre thing where people
were
getting in trouble with rounds of ammunition.
They would have a bullet in their luggage and like be threatened with years of prison because there's like a strict policy on that there.
But it was kind of bizarre, like how many people don't really thoroughly check their bag for, you know, if you know you're using it. Oh yeah, I just was at the range, you know, 2 weeks ago, which is great.
Yeah,
more practice, more better. But yeah, I was just at the range, and I use the same bag. It's also my carry-on. Like,
but how do you get? But how does it get all the way through TSA to get there, and then suddenly it's found? They're a whole lot better apparently at finding things than we are. I'll put it that way.
It would seem,
because you didn't buy it there. You didn't buy one bullet and drop it in your luggage coming back home. It obviously made the whole trip.
Yeah.
So now that's weird.
Yeah, that's a good point. But anyway, travel warning to travel to that particular area.
But Bob, think about that though. Another warning of where you want to go, what you can do because of illegals, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this has become a worldwide problem.
Well, you had Conor McGregor was recently speaking out at the White House about the Irish and his government and allowing the illegal immigration to run roughshod over them. He said there's some small villages and communities where the Irish are now the minorities.
That is, people are losing their culture.
Yeah.
The Brits, the French. But it all goes back to the whole UN agenda. I mean, this is their goal, is to water down everybody everywhere.
And the thing is, a lot of the groups, like you say, if they don't find jobs, you know, then you have criminality. And sometimes, well, that could be really anything. And it's not good. None of it's good.
Well, then you try to fly the bad guys out of your country and the judge. Oh, wait a minute. That's a whole nother story.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Judge, some of these judges, they want to rule on things that are really way beyond what should be their grasp and their reach. But we'll talk about that. Yeah. We'll dig into that a little bit coming up on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Gun Owners of America, Luis Valdez, will be joining us at 8:05. We've got plenty to talk about. Hang in there. It is a Trash Talking Tuesday, thanks to Florence Recycling, and you are listening to 97.3 The Sky. Let's pump it up. Yeah. Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Chilly start to the morning, but we're going to hit the mid-70s today, maybe 80 tomorrow. So enjoy, my friends. Perfect weather as we get closer to the Bob Rose Golf Scramble, the 27th annual. It is completely sold out, so this is just a giant thank you to everybody. Coming up Friday, April 4th, presented by Gainesville Harley-Davidson on 97.3 The Sky. All the proceeds go to the developmentally disabled through the ARC of Alachua County. Proud to be associated with these fine folks for decades now, and we're going to be at the beautiful Hawkstone Golf and Country Club. So I just want to thank everybody who is involved at any level and your contributions in general that many people make to the Arc of Alachua County. Thank you. Thank you. Awesome, generous place that we live, and we're blessed by that. So I just that's a giant thank you to everybody involved. What's the deal with this guy, Don Lemon? Is he ever going to go away, Don Lemon?
Oh, no. No, he won't. He just wants to be an antagonist.
I mean,
he's irritating.
He got fired from CNN, and, you know, I thought, wow, good riddance, because he was, you know, ridiculously out of touch in many ways. Well, everybody else at CNN, I guess.
Yeah.
Everyman Don Lemon, the openly gay multimillionaire, middle-aged content creator who managed to get fired by the seldom watched CNN has annotated himself spokesman for Black Americans. I didn't know.
Really?
Whom he says are incapable of rationally supporting President Donald Trump. Quote, I don't think you can be Black and be a rational MAGA person. MAGA.
Mm.
I think you can be Black and be a Republican.
Okay.
So he was on, I guess, on Bill Maher, that not his regular HBO show. You know, he also does a podcast, Club Random podcast, which was taped last Wednesday. And Maher countered Lemon, calling his race-based one-size-fits-all assumption about Black Trump supporters very insulting. Well, the truth is often insulting, Lemon said.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
When I see not all Black Republicans, but when I see Black MAGA person carrying Donald Trump's water and they know he's lying, these lies that we're still waiting for the for what lies they're talking about, it is the shortest line to the front. If you're Black, you're just in line with a bunch of other Democrats that are doing the same thing you're doing. But if you become a Black MAGA person, it becomes, whoa, let's book this person. Let's put him on television. Really?
Huh.
I wonder how many he put on television while he was at CNN.
I doubt he promoted too many of them.
I would be pretty certain that the total would be somewhere close to zero.
Pretty close, yeah. I think you're right.
Wow. Elsewhere in the episode, apparently, Lemon, who still believes the New York Times is the paper of record, said there's a huge faction of MAGA movement that's really blanking racist. Wow.
Isn't it interesting that sometimes people who are always calling people racists seem really racist?
Yes.
You know, your Joy Reid's, your what's her name that was with ESPN, your...
Thou dost protest too much.
Yeah.
Yeah, or in the case of Karl Marx, you know, you really are what you call your enemy.
Yes.
I mean, that's in his playbook. Call your enemy what you are. It's actually in there.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
We see it every day, don't we?
Well, we see examples of it every day.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And then poor Chucky Schumer. This guy... You know, because he sided with the Republicans on letting that, you know, CR pass, the continuing resolution, so government didn't get shut down. Look, I am not a fan of his, but strategically, he was put in a terrible spot.
Oh, yeah.
Strategically, yeah. He made a move that was still damaging to him, his brand, to his party or whatever, but the least damaging.
Yeah.
Especially if you believe, as he does, that left unfettered during a government shutdown, Trump can decide what is necessary, you know, in government and what is not.
Mm-hmm.
And Schumer didn't want that to happen. And it's interesting because it's like all the people around him, all the other Democrats, I don't think they listened to a word he said. He explained it really, I thought, very well.
They were too wound up to listen to what he said.
Oh, yeah.
They were too wound up.
Well, it's like they are on everything. If you don't follow lockstep, you're out. And so he turned overnight into basically the enemy. Oh, they were calling for him to step down and all that. You know, he's their hero one day. And he explained the vote. He said, look, I'm not going to let Trump have all of this power during a government shutdown. And I would have been happy to see Trump have that power. But I understand fully where he's coming from. And it really tells you all you need to know about the Democrat Party. It will clearly eat itself if you stand out at all.
Well, that's probably why their ratings, I think what they say, the lowest since 1990 or whatever. And that's, again, kind of pulling themselves.
They're not. And here's the thing. It's impacting Chuck Schumer to an even greater degree. Apparently, he's had to put his book tour on hold because of security concerns. He's not worried about MAGA. He's not worried about the attacks from the right wing, whatever. He's worried about people in his own party to the point to where the security concerns are great enough to say, no, it's not a good idea to do the book tour right now.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
You're scared of your own people.
Yep.
Who've turned on you because you
fully explain the strategy behind your vote. He was between a rock and a hard place. It was in a no-win situation. And Trump and the Republicans in the House helped to put him in that situation. Good for them. And he did really, he only had two options. He took what he felt was going to be the lesser of two bad ones.
Mm-hmm.
And man, is he paying the price for it. Democrats, don't get out of line. The true authoritarians, the Democrat Party. It is 6:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and we'll give you the latest information that we have about the missing girls off the coast of Cedar Key. Really, honestly, nothing has changed, but we're going to keep checking and hoping and praying for the best. News Talk 97.3 The Sky. Good morning and welcome. It is 6:51. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And don't forget, the Bob Rose Show podcast is available for you for free. You can download it wherever you normally download your podcast, or you can use the Audacy app, AUDACY. And when you do that, you just click on subscribe, and you'll never miss a minute of the show. You can listen to it at your convenience. And that's a nice little technological thing. That's technology doing something good for once. All right. We've got a lot to talk about this morning. Let's start with the really good news. The Florida Gators, a number one seed in the NCAA basketball tournament, their first game will be Friday at 6:50 p.m. against Norfolk State. So go Gators. This is awesome. A number one seed. The statistics are very much in your favor just from that alone. But again, you gotta play the game. So go Gators. On a much more serious note, the search is still on. Levy County Sheriff's Office said the search has been underway for two 16-year-old girls who went missing after going paddleboarding near Cedar Key. This was yesterday. They were last seen around 4 p.m. Paddling toward Cedar Key. The girls were sharing a black and white paddle board. They've got, Levy County Sheriff's Office, FWC, and Coast Guard searching by water and air. I believe they're getting help from others. And I'm sure at first light there's going to be plenty of, recreational boaters that have volunteered to scour the area and look for these girls, and we absolutely pray and hope for the best. I don't know how much work was being done overnight. Obviously, you get apparently the Gulf became maybe not treacherous per se, but definitely makes it more difficult to be looking. I know they had aircraft out. I'm assuming that they have infrared capabilities, at least some of them. But again, anytime you're talking about water, I mean, go out in the water and it's just vast.
Oh, yeah.
It really is. So we hope for the best. We hope that they will be found soon and safe. And that's definitely our prayer for this morning. All right. What else is going on? Well, we've got good news. The astronauts have been rescued. The astronauts are coming home.
Nice.
In a viral video shared by both President Donald Trump and SpaceX founder Elon Musk, NASA astronauts Sunita Williams and Butch Wilmore were being rescued by a SpaceX mission after being stranded at the International Space Station by Boeing and Joe Biden, frankly, thanked President Trump and Musk for their support in bringing them back to Earth.
June! They've been there since June. And it was, what, an eight-day trip supposed to be?
I think, it was supposed to be an eight-day trip. Wow. I think, I don't want to put these astronauts in a bad situation, but they, can we assume they're not far left wackos? Because if they were, they'd say, oh, Musk is sending that? Oh, no.
Yeah.
No, we'll wait.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we'll wait.
We'll wait to the next term, see who comes in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's about how crazy we're seeing those
there's
on the left
no doubt.
Towards Elon.
Yeah. I mean, you were mentioning earlier, actually, a local car show that's for EVs, all electric vehicles, even including what? Motorcycles.
Motorcycles,
as long as they're
bikes,
EV.
Whatever. Yeah, EV, it's a very, local, it's the Sierra Club, a couple organizations, and a very liberal church having this. But somebody asked, they said, well, what about Teslas? No Teslas, no Cybertrucks.
Isn't that, it just...
I mean, yeah, that's... The guy who basically had the first truly successful electric car company in this country, they've been small ones over the years, some have come and gone, but the pinnacle of electric car companies in the world, but we don't have an EV show without him.
So basically a lot of these lefties, they're environmentalists that are involved in this particular show.
Yeah,
saving the planet, I mean, it's number one. Climate change is an existential threat, the number one threat of our day. They kept telling us over and over again.
Yep.
So what's the solution in their minds? You know, electric vehicles. We know they pollute plenty, just not out of their theoretical tailpipes. Mm-hmm. We get it, but they're still all excited about their stuff, and that's okay. People should have choices and options in the market, not be forced to buy one vehicle or another.
Right.
But if saving the planet is so important to you, wouldn't you promote what you believe to be technology that you believe to help the planet?
No, it proves that this whole agenda is political.
And they put political above this existential threat that's going to kill us all.
Yeah, politics come first.
Yeah, save the planet, but wait, hold on.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but first we have to bash Elon Musk out of business.
A little hypocritical.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And more to come on 97.3 The Sky.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.